One measure of leadership is the caliber of people who choose to follow you. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with our instant inspiration. One measure of leadership is the caliber of people who choose to follow you. Dennis Pierre wrote this rather provocative statement. One measure of leadership is the caliber of people who follow you. Mother always said you're known by the people you associate with. Well, that's the same as the caliber of people who follow you. Who do you associate with? Who are the friends that you have in your life? Now, Ellen told me she had a call from a man who wanted healing. Now, I said to Ellen, and what did you say to him? And she says, why? And I said, well, because I'm interested in knowing. She says, well, why? And I said, because I'm interested in knowing. And she said, why, a number of more times. And finally, I got her to say, what did you say? I said to him, you're whole and perfect. And I said, that's what you said to him. What kind of a man is he? He's whole and perfect. Ellen, do you have people following you who are not whole and perfect?
No.
Ellen, do you have people who are following you who are not rich?
I have only rich people following me.
Ellen, do you have people who are following you who are unaware that they're God?
Everybody knows that he's God.
End lesson. One measure of leadership is the caliber of people who choose to follow you. Now, are you getting the point here? The point is, who determines what those people are? People can come up to you and say, oh, please help me, I'm dying, I'm this, I'm that. And if you fall into the trap of thinking that they're dying, then you are dying. And I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. You could be dead within minutes with no reason for it, other than that you surround yourself with people who are dying. You surround yourself with people who are in the consciousness of death. Now, if that's what you like, go for it.
You take the phone.
Hey. Ellen says, you take the phone. No, that's not the answer. The answer is, whoever calls, they're whole and perfect. Whoever calls, they're living eternally. Whoever calls, they're fantastic. And see, that's the beauty of it. That's the we don't have any judgment to make. Now, Ellen, what do we do? Ellen, what do we do? Ellen, what do we do?
We share unconditional love, non-possession.
We share unconditional love and non-possession and non-touchability and one-pointedness and non-judgment. We share unconditional love. Now, if you are a mother and your child comes to you, bloody mess, after having been falling out of a tree and scratched up and looks just like the wreck of the Hesperus. And, Mommy, I hurt! And if you're a mommy, a real mommy, you will not get bound up in his foolishness. You will say, well, sweetheart, what were you doing? You look wonderful. You're whole and perfect. Come here, let me kiss it. Make it well. It's already well. But the kissing is part of the sharing. Now, if the mother says, oh, dear, take you to the doctor. We got to do this. We got to do that. Oh, you might have tendonitis. You might have this tendonitis. You might have all sorts of things, you know. And then the kid starts worrying about them. Who are the ones who are the doctor's best friends? The hypochondriacs. The people who think they have every illness under the sun. If there's a new illness that comes in the newspaper or the magazine or whatever, they got it. We spoke this morning about an article that said, if someone has this new lung infection, SARS, I believe, if they have that in the United States, doubt them. Doubt them very seriously, because it is not here. Now you say, well, it's in Canada, and that's right, but why do we have to have it here? Let's not claim it here. Let's be the type of leaders who create a country filled with great and wonderful people, great and wonderful beings, great and wonderful masters. Now, the United States made a big error a short time ago, and the error was with our dear friend President Clinton. And Clinton, who was being maligned with ugliness, which he may or may not have done, stood up and he said, "So may it be." He didn't say, "I didn't do it." He just said, "So may it be." Now, as a man and as a spiritual being, he doesn't have to say anything more than that. But as the president of the people, he has to say, "This is not within my scope. To do such a thing is not within my scope. It is not within my morality as president of the United States. It is not something I would endorse that the people of the United States do. It's not something that I would believe in." Now, he should have been ousted. They tried to impeach him, but the people were too tolerant, because he's really a great guy. And what happened to Mr. Nixon? Every president up to Mr. Nixon has lied and cheated, has done things, wiretapping and so forth, whatever it may have been in their time, but he got caught. Well, now, just because others had done it and gotten away with it doesn't mean it was right. And you see, it's time that we get caught for doing things that we shouldn't do. Oh, many people are caught for doing things they didn't do, but we should get caught for doing things that we shouldn't do. And this is part of it. Now, as far as you and I are concerned, we are not the judge and the jury. We are not the ones who say Mr. Clinton was good or bad. We're not the ones who say Mr. Nixon was doing this wrong, or whomever we want to say about. We are the ones who say this: all is in divine order. Mm-hmm. We are the ones who say Mr. Clinton is an honorable man. He did not participate in that. But the facts in our world, he did not participate in that. We do not create people in our world participating in such things that are against the rules. We don't do that. We don't do that. Unconditionally loving, we don't do that. If you start allowing for these people to do things that are unacceptable by the law, then you are doing it yourself. We saw the movie The Emperor's Club, right? The Emperor's Club. Well, in the movie The Emperor's Club, a fabulous movie, a well-written movie, a beautiful movie, but, and it was purposely done. It was purposely done. The teacher was so charmed with the fact that the boy was making such great progress that he cheated on behalf of the boy. Well, now, his cheating on behalf of the boy had ramifications that went on down through the years. And he should know that, because he was teaching ancient history, Socrates, Plato, and all the great philosophers, and what they taught. He was teaching that they were sound. They stood up for principle. They believed in themselves. And yet he felt that this one time of cheating on behalf of someone who was really good was right. Well, it wasn't only one time. It was several times. And it was wrong. What was the first time he cheated on behalf of the boy? In the library. In the library. He told the librarian that he would vouch for the boy and he could have the book. And nobody was allowed to have that book. Nobody. The book belonged in the library, had to remain in the library, could only be used in the library. That was a rule. But he allowed for it. Now, when he did that, he broke all the rules of heaven and earth. He broke down all the barriers that were built up to contain unconditional love. And they were broken. And the unconditional love flowed everywhere. And it should have been a good blessing. But because of this little island of evil, if you will, this little island of misuse of the principle, the boy turned out very bad. Oh, he was a charmer. He's beautiful. They voted him into high offices. But we have to be very careful of who follow us. What kind of people follow me? What kind of people want to walk the path that I'm walking? Do they want to walk the path of me as a man, which is a good man? Or me as a teacher, which is a good teacher? Or me as a minister, which is a good minister? Do they want to walk the path of me as the stumbling times I've had, or the problems that I've faced? Do they want to follow me in those paths? What paths do they want to follow me in? Every path would lead them on high, because I've stood up. But would they like to follow that? Oh, they look at me and they say, oh, you've got it made. You can do this, you can do that. No. You've got it made. Whatever you see me doing, you can do. Whatever you see anyone else doing, you can do, and you do. Very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. What kind of a following do you have? What kind of people follow you? Are the people who follow you loving people, gentle, kind, and courteous? Are the people who follow you beautiful beings who are the kind of people that the world would just love to set their picture after? You know? I said to about Gary the other night at his grandfather's birthday, I said, Gary, you're a good role model for your grandfather in your physical body. His young, whole, and perfect physical body. Good role model for his grandfather. Now, I didn't say mentally or spiritually. I could have, perhaps. But I said as the physical body, as the fact presented itself. And that's a good step, isn't it? A very good step. Okay. Now, what kind of a role model is Ellen for her son? What kind of a role model is Sylvia for her father? For Sylvia, for her brother, Sylvia, for anybody in her world? What kind of a role model are you for your nephews? Or whatever you call the boys. Are they nephews?
Yes, nephews.
Nephews. So what kind of role model are you? Are you the kind of role model that is a loving, gentle, fabulous aunt? Or are you a role model that is a dictatorial bitch and witch? That is not very nice, you know. What kind are you?
Nice and gentle.
Oh, wow. It took a second to come out, but nice and gentle. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. We had a man call in saying that he was ill and that he had to take serious medical treatments and they're expecting him to die. And I said, good. Enjoy it. Now, if for any reason you want to live, then here's how you do it. If you want to die, just keep on saying what you're saying. The doctors can come to us and say, you're going to die. And we just read an article this morning. We're about 10 people in the particular series. And each person found a reason to live. They went to the nursing home, and they should not have lived there more than 35 days because that's the pattern, and they die. And they lived for a year, 2 years. And they left the home because they took charge of their own need for healing. They took charge of their own attitudes about themselves. And that makes a big difference. That makes a big difference. Well, think about this. Think about this. What sort of an attitude do you have for yourself? What sort of a thought system do you have about who you are? One measure of leadership is the caliber of people who choose to follow us. And you say, well, Herb, you got problems, haven't you? And why is that? Well, here you are, the director of this school, and you have a lot of people in prison following you. Yes, that's right. But where are they following me? In the philosophy. They're not following me in what brought them to prison, but they're following me in the philosophy. Herb, you got a lot of people who are in the hospital who are very seriously ill, some terminal. And what kind of record is that for you? Well, what are they calling me in for? Are they calling me in because they want to die or because they want to live? And they call me in because they want to live. Now, some people realize for the first time they can die if they wish, that they're really in charge of whether they live or die. And then that makes them happy, and then they choose to die. And that's perfectly okay. But now, where do you stand? How are you attracting people into your world? Yes? What kind of people are you attracting into your world? Happy people with a big smile on their face, thinking life is wonderful?
Yes.
Smile. There you go. Ingeborg gets herself all gussied up. She puts on a beautiful comb and combs her hair. And then she has a lovely blouse and skirt. And she stands there and looks at all of us and gives us a big smile. And we say, wow. Okay, Ingeborg? That's what you do all the time. 100%. You're like our Wally. Our Wally Carlson up in Eugene, Oregon. How does he look? Always a smiling face. Always a beautiful guy. Well, this is what people get when they follow me. But I'd rather have them follow themselves, because that's a much more exciting game. So, on that measure, the quality of people who follow me are masters, and I love them one and all. I love you, I love you, I love you.